You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Romans chapter 15, verse 2, which says, "Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up." Who is your neighbor? When the Bible uses this term, what's it getting at? Is this primarily a reference to someone you live near? Is this solely speaking about someone you interact with daily? If we look at this term in the broadest sense, it's referring to anyone whose life and well-being you have the capacity to impact. Your neighbor could be someone you have known for years, someone you just met, or someone you may never meet. What does it look like when we focus on the needs or preferences of our neighbors? Well, it means that we stop looking at other people as a means to an end. We stop focusing on what we can get from them and start focusing on what we can give to them or do for them for Christ's glory. Good things come from this kind of mindset. Christ's power is shown to be real when it's utilized in these contexts. The one who is served and the one who is doing the serving are both strengthened and built up. Meeting the needs of our neighbors is mutually beneficial, and it displays the heart attitude of Jesus. Who has Christ placed upon your heart to build up today? How will you serve them for His glory? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today and to consider the things that you're teaching us in it. Lord, we recognize that in this portion of Scripture, as you teach us to please our neighbor and to act for their good, that we're learning something here and we're hearing something here that is the opposite of what our sin nature desires to do. We don't desire, naturally speaking, to build somebody up or to please somebody else above ourselves. We typically desire to be pleased or to be served or to receive benefit more than we desire to give it. But Father, we recognize that your Son, Jesus Christ, showed us the right way when he came to this earth. He sacrificially served us and sought to do what was for our benefit, even at great personal cost to himself. So Lord, when we look at a portion of Scripture like this that challenges us to seek to please our neighbor for our neighbor's good, we pray, Lord, that we would take it to heart. Because we know, Lord, that it's going to be tested. We know, Lord, that there are going to be times when it becomes extremely difficult to maintain this kind of mindset. We know, Lord, that there are going to be times when we're upset or really just not feeling like obeying this direction. But Lord, in those moments, we need your strength, and we're grateful that you supply it. We're grateful for your love. We're grateful for your wisdom. We're grateful for the indwelling presence of your Holy Spirit. And we're grateful for the privilege of being able to look at the example that your Son, Jesus Christ, set for us and living it out in the context in which you've given us the privilege to live. So we thank you for this reminder from your word today. We want to commit ourselves to you and ask for your help as we seek to live out this portion of your word. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's devotion came from my book, The Desire Jesus 1-Year Devotional. If you'd like to order a copy so you could follow along, please visit our bookstore at desirejesus.com. And don't forget to leave us a rating or review via your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.